anomaly that is the United States of America. Western civilization. The space where people talk about freedom, but don't know the basic definition of freedom. We are a country that talks about greatness, where few things are greater than having the freedom to reinstate old racist ideas, freely using the racial slurs your grandparents normalized. All while touting words like patriotism and truth and freedom and courage. Contradicting your words by feeding unsustainable coal into your fear factories. The only smokestacks I've seen, where the smoke looks like a human skull screaming into the ether. A fear-based move, mistaking fear for devotion. Pretending to know what truth looks like, and freedom looks like, and integrity looks like. As a crawling sycophant, we know whose boot you lick. When you're dead and gone, I will speak your name, as your name will carry your legacy of disloyalty, and lying, and death, and hate. When you hold your Bible upside down, standing in front of your tabernacle of hypocrisy, saying words like God and Jesus and truth and righteousness, our minds can't let go of the fact that you are saying words and that you're lying and somehow don't know the meaning of those words. To follow you is to follow nothingness, your unsustainable mystery marketed as an exciting possibility but drops into a hole of nothingness. You fly the flag of benevolent nationalism with a threat of theological fascism and have the audacity to call it freedom. This word you can't define, that you can't spell, that you can't hold in your hands because your hands are filled with hypocrisy shaped like assault rifle sex toys. What do you want? What do you want? Power? Compliance? A seat at the table of unsustainable consumption? As our world burns, you will find sustenance in the paper money, like a currency-flavored apple pie. Negative, but it gets worse before it gets worse. And while you tell us, let them eat Big Macs, we prepare the guillotine to castrate your fascist idealism under the flag of an American militia cosplaying as a military sex cult. We will tar and feather you with your money and prepare you for your place in the annals of historical genocide. Amidst nationalistic maniacs that destroy families and land and legacy and truth and decency. Your end is near.